Earth to Joyce, come in.
Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Yes, hi, Tim.
Hi.
I've got a problem. We had our home built brand new in 1969. I live in Delhi Township.
Okay.
And just recently, I've been having some problems with, like, my garage door and my doors that go to the outside. And I had a handyman tell me it was because the house was settling. And this is what he proposed to do, and it seemed logical to me, and I let him do it, but it didn't work. My garage door doesn't fit tight to the garage concrete floor, and it's the original door.
Okay.
It's wooden.
Okay.
And it's a two-car garage. Okay, so it's a big, long door.
16 feet wide, got it.
Okay, so it comes down, and it fits tightly in the center, but it gaps on each side.
Okay.
All right. So he proposed, and I agreed, to put on a long rubber stripping. And he assured me before he did the work that this would take care of it. And I said, great. So we agreed on a price. Everything was great. But when the job was finished and a door came down, it was exactly as it was before.
Well, sure. I mean, common sense would tell, the guy, in other words, if you're adding 1 inch of rubber to the concrete, you know, And it's exactly the same thing's going to happen. It's all you've basically done is raised up the concrete.
Well, now let me tell you what his next solution is, which made me go, well, I don't know, you know. So now he says, oh, I didn't realize, blah, blah, blah. But then he says he wants to put more concrete and raise the floor on each side of my...
No.
Okay. I mean, I didn't just fall off the turnip truck.
I know, you were born at night, right? But not last night.
Yeah, right. That's great.
All right, here.
Yeah, that's it. And I'm thinking, he didn't charge a tremendous amount of money. That's not the issue. The issue is that...
The issue is he doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, the issue is he assured me that this will take care of it, and it hasn't.
Okay, well,
so
here...
what does one do? I don't want to go out and, get a new garage
door. No, you don't have to. Just let me tell you right now, because I'm running out of time. We're at the end of the show here.
Okay.
Okay, it's so simple. Now, this is a wood door, correct?
Yes.
Okay, here's how easy it is. Number one, we're taking the rubber strip up.
Okay.
Off the floor. You're going to scrape that off of there. Number two, you're going to actually take the weather stripping off the bottom of the existing door.
Okay.
Now, here's the trouble. To do this the right way, you actually have to bring in a door company, a garage door company, because they have to disconnect the springs from the bottom of the door. You have two choices. You can either scribe the bottom of the door and basically plane off the center of the door, which is one way to do it, but that's going to require a lot of work, because you actually have to take off these two brackets at the lower corners of the door.
Uh-huh.
And only a garage door professional can do that, not anyone else, okay? Because you can get killed doing it.
Oh, my.
Now, the other way where you don't have to call in the professional is actually take out of a 2x4, a treated lumber 2x4, if you take the weather stripping off the bottom of your garage door,
uh-huh,
and then you bring the garage door down, you'll see that you could cut two wedges of material. You see what I'm trying to, like two giant triangular shims, each one about 8 feet long. Because at the center, it'll taper down to nothing, but at each corner, that shim might become, let's just say, a half inch high. See what I mean?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
All right. Okay, and so you would have a carpenter cut those. It would only take maybe 10 minutes of total time to cut both of them. You lift the garage door up, and you glue, and with small nails, you drill pilot holes through these shims, you put that wood, those wood strips, on the bottom of the door. Got it?
Oh, I got it, yeah.
Okay, so now you've filled those gaps, and then after that's done, you reapply the bottom threshold, the bottom rubber seal,
uh-huh,
and now the door fits perfectly.
Oh, great.
How easy is that?
Well, it is. It's great. What you're talking about.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right, well, I got to run. So
all right, bye-bye.
It's that simple to do, but make sure it's treated lumber, because if you use regular lumber, it's going to rot out over time.
All right, I got it.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks
bye-bye
for calling. Okay, Joyce. We are just about out of time, and we are, I'm telling you right now, Don and Dana, I know you're both there. I need you to hang on, because Brad is going to get your name and number, and I'm going to call you back. It's the least I can do, and I'll be calling you in about 45 minutes, because I have to do some production work in the production studio once I'm done. So, but coming up next is Denny McCune. So you're going to want to call him for all of your gardening questions, 749-1035. I'm going to be here next week. You know what to do during the week. AskTheBuilder.com. AskTheBuilder.com is where you go for more information during the week. And believe me, I am starting back up regular production of my newsletter. I'll be back next week. This is AskTheBuilder.com, and you've been listening to WGRR Hamilton, Cincinnati.